imagination for centuries. Ra's name was all but ubiquitous in ancient Egyptian text, to the point that many people today have come across it in history classes. Amun-Ra, Atum-Ra, Ra-Harakhti have been used in modern cinema and literature for decades, yet isolating Ra as a single character, for all its preeminence in the concept of Egyptian mythology, is frustratingly difficult. People familiar with Egyptian mythology know Ra as the sun god, which would seem to explain Ra's centrality in ancient Egyptian religion, but there is so much more to his being a solar entity than a simple manifestation of this awe-inspiring daily phenomena for early humans. Ra was a king and tyrant, a lover and friend. It is only through the understanding of this deity as such that people today can fully appreciate the richness of his character and the roles he played in ancient Egyptian religious thought. Ra, the history and legacy of the ancient Egyptian god of the sun, looks at the god that had such a decisive impact on the Egyptians' concept of life. Along with pictures depicting important people, places, and events, you will learn about Ra like never before. Note, the absolute dating of individual pharaohs has been a matter of long debate among Egyptologists, mostly due to the existence of several king lists that vary in the number of years they assign each ruler. The basic outline comes from Mentho, one of the two priestly advisors to Ptolemy I, 305 to 282 BCE. Mentho's history divides the pharaohs into 30 distinctive dynasties and gives the number of years each ruler was on the throne, but no complete copy of Mentho's work exists. Other king lists are also fragmentary. The Palermo Stone from Dynasty 5, 2498 to 2345 BCE, is a fairly complete list starting from the last pre-dynastic kings, but it sadly ends in the middle of Dynasty 5. The royal list of Karnak goes all the way back to Thutmose III, 1504 to 1450 BCE, and is especially useful in that it records many of the minor rulers in the second intermediate period, when Egypt was divided into two or more states. The royal list of Abydos skips these kings, but runs all the way through the reign of Seti I, 1291 to 1278 BCE. The royal canon of Turin is a badly damaged papyrus dating to about 1200 BCE that gives the precise length of reign of each ruler, often down to the day. Many portions of the list are missing, however. Discoveries of other texts and radiocarbon dating have helped refine the dates, but there are still competing theories regarding the chronology, and all have both merits and problems. For the sake of consistency, this work uses the chronology set forth by Egyptologist Peter A. Clayton in his various works. The reader should note that while Clayton's chronology is a popular one, it is by no means universally accepted. The origins of ancient Egyptian mythology. Ancient Egypt spans a history of some 3,000 years, depending on how people want to divide it up. Many cultures, such as ancient Greece, divided their lengthy histories either according to cultural changes, such as the Classic era, beginning with the onset of democracy and ending with the death of Alexander the Great, or by following the reigns of each subsequent ruler. In ancient Egypt, the vast history was originally divided into dynasties. Living in the 3rd century BCE, the Egyptian priest Mentho divided history into 30 dynasties, which later Egyptologists have grouped into longer periods according to how much of what is considered Egypt today fell under the rule of each king. They are as follows according to Shaw's chronology. The Pharaonic period, the early dynasty period, dynasties 1 through 2, was 3050 to 2660 BCE. The Old Kingdom, dynasties 3 through 6, 2660 to 2190 BCE. The first intermediate period, dynasties 7 through 11, 2190 to 2066 BCE. The Middle Kingdom, dynasties 11 and 12, 2066 to 1780 BCE. The second intermediate period, dynasties 13 through 17, 1780 to 1549 BCE. The New Kingdom, dynasties 18 to 20, 1549 to 1069 BCE. The third intermediate period, dynasties 21 to 25, 1069 to 664 BCE, and the late period, dynasties 26 to 31, 664 to